Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Next Friday, on November 11th, I'll talk about 11-11-11, the portal of illumination. Now, before I talk about what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that we are in the most unusual and amazing period in all of history. And if you find that you need another perspective about changes that are happening in your life, call me for a consultation. You can get on my schedule by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Also, for those of you in the Seattle area, I want to alert you that I'll be speaking on Friday, November 18th at East West Bookshop in Seattle from 7:30 to 9 p.m. My topic will be Astrology's Economic Forecast for 2012. You can save $5 by registering in advance, and you can call East West to register at 1-800-587-6002. That number again is 1-800-587-6002. And to learn more, you can click on events at eastwestbookshop.com or go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure you check out my 2012 Good Timing Guide, Time Codes for Success, so you can be more successful by working in harmony with the universe. Or you can also call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, I want to start by mentioning that beginning tomorrow, November 5th, and lasting through November 23rd, we have Blue Communications. Now, by now, I hope you know that when Blue Communications occurs, you cannot outrun the upcoming Mercury retrograde. That's because Mercury is already in the area that it will retrace when it starts moving backwards or retrogrades. So what makes a lot more sense now, beginning tomorrow, is to slow down and double-check all details for mistakes so you can catch your mistakes before they get out the door. And if you'll do this, you'll save yourself a lot of time later, and your experience of Mercury retrograde will be a lot easier. Now, Mercury retrograde starts November 24th. Yes, that's Thanksgiving, and it lasts through December 13th. Now is a great time to start preparing for it with getting those funny noises on your car fixed or getting all-weather or snow tires put on and making sure you get a complete system backup before Mercury goes retrograde on Thanksgiving. And also, just a note about holiday travel. Since Mercury retrograde starts on Thanksgiving, there's likely to be some very bad weather that will make travel difficult. This is particularly true for the East Coast. So, if you plan to travel for Thanksgiving, go a little earlier than usual. Be sure you take extra patience, a book or two to read, and carry some extra food and water with you. You're likely to encounter delays like planes or cars that need repair and don't leave on time, or intense traffic slowdowns or accidents. So if you plan to drive any distance, have your car checked out ahead of time. And if you feel drowsy while driving, get off the road and recover your energy. Plan extra time and be safe. Next, how's your energy doing? Are you feeling tired? Maybe you got a cold or flu, or maybe you just don't have enough get up and go to do much of anything. We're in a low energy cycle now, which is Mars opposite Neptune. And it's important to take care of your adrenals and your immune system when the cycle is in range. Take some immune system boosters like astragalus and vitamin D or any of the many options at your health food store. And also be sure you get enough sleep. Geez, can you hear me talking to myself? Mars opposite Neptune is also associated with deceptive actions, so be careful out there. It's best to use these energies to become more spiritually motivated. Meditation or even getting enough sleep so you can access your dreams is important. Take inspired actions whenever possible. The cycle peaks November 7th and stays in range through November 19th. Now next, we're still in a terrific cycle for all types of communications, writing, speaking, training, and teaching. This is shown by the cycles of Mercury conjunct Venus trine Uranus. Now this peaked on November 3rd yesterday and it stays in range through November 7th. So you still have a few more days to use it. These energies are very strong for website and internet communications as well as broadcasting. And promotions at this time can bring in unexpected income. And it's a time when money can show up in unusual ways. So take advantage of these cycles if you haven't already done so. These cycles can also attract unexpected romance, yum, such as through internet dating sites, but also in other more unusual ways. Could be a good time to join an internet dating site or just to be out in the community attending a fun event where you could meet someone new. Now next, on November 9th, the planet Neptune starts moving forward, which means it goes direct. It hasn't done that since June 3rd when it went retrograded and started moving backwards. Now, while Neptune moves backwards, we're rethinking how we advertise and promote our businesses, the images we use, and the perceptions we create with them. And we're also reconsidering financial matters and what we believe we get in return for advertising or other marketing efforts. And on a personal note, we're often rethinking what we believe, what inspires us, our finances, and learning how to use our intuition. Now, when Neptune moves forward again, as it does on November 9th, we finally move forward with new images, new perceptions, and even new financial goals and understandings. And if you haven't yet redone your ads, images for your website, logos, or other needed graphics, you may be ready to do that now through January 4th. And that's the last day that Neptune's in the same degree in which it goes direct. Neptune will stay direct until June 4th, 2012, so you have plenty of time to make those changes and create some new impressions for you and or your business. Now next, wow, it's 11-11. Okay, next we have a full moon on November 10th. And what's coming to light at the full moon on November 10th are entrenched power issues between the public and those with the power. This is shown by the cycles of the moon sesquiquadrate Pluto while the sun semi-squares it. Hey, that's what the Occupy Wall Street movement is expressing, and it hasn't departed in spite of the bad weather back east. This is an unusual full moon chart since there are no other aspects to the sun and moon, which also puts more emphasis on this. So perhaps the issues Occupy Wall Street is bringing up will be stronger by November 10th. That's next Thursday, so let's watch for this. Another cycle which shows an adjustment with volatile energies is also present at the full moon. And that cycle is Mars in conjunct Uranus. It peaks on November 12th. Now, perhaps this indicates that the Wall Street encampment will move to the internet instead. That's a possibility. With the weather that the Northeast has had lately, I couldn't blame them. The cycle could also indicate that although certain issues are still hot, there is a new tactic to handling them. So if you're having challenges at work or home, look for an adjustment. This full moon also shows a major configuration coming into range, which is a grand trine between Mars, Jupiter, and Pluto. This cycle in Earth signs is especially excellent for creating large-scale practical projects or companies that make a lot of money. These energies include lots of enthusiasm for a program or company. Many fortunate actions can be taken with these cycles for any type of project, and they can lead to major amounts of success. So be smart and look for opportunities now in which you can participate, especially on November 16th or 17th. This set of cycles peaks between November 16th through the 23rd, and it stays fully in range through November 28th. Now for a tip from my 2011 Good Timing Guide, and this week your tip is this. Notice that next week we have something falling out on November 9th and 10th as the full moon occurs. This is due to Uranus going direct, and it suggests that the direction you may have been going to make changes or liberate yourself in some way will change. So remember that many decisions get made within a few days of the full moon. However, on November 9th and 10th, trying to nail down a decision could mean that the other person will change their mind completely and go in a different direction. So instead, call prospects or decision makers on Monday, Tuesday, or on Friday after the timeout. Friday's timeout lasts until 12:11 p.m. Pacific time or 3:11 p.m. Eastern time. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get it in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. So just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And it's free, so get signed up today. Now, do you have a question for me? When we come back from this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birthday, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Mushrooms. Worth paying attention to, traditional use as well as modern research has shown that many mushrooms can enhance immune health and boast an array of other useful properties. These include anti-cancer and anti-tumor effects. Add medicinally valuable mushrooms such as shiitake, maitake, and reishi to soups, rice, beans, and other foods, or take in liquid extract form or powdered in capsules. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Terry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading or go to her website at carrieoconnor.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. And right now I'm taking one or two calls, and I believe we actually have room for one more caller. So you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. And remember, for personal questions, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. The number to call again is 1-800-930-2819. And also, just a quick reminder that if I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, I offer both business and personal consultations to help you or your business get headed in the right direction. Okay, Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, and we all like being headed in the right direction, don't we?
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
Absolutely. All right, well, let's see if we can help Lori out. She's calling in from Bellevue, Washington, and she's in between careers right now. She, again, is looking for a little direction. Her birth date is June 26th of 59. Unfortunately, no time at the moment, and it may pop in her head briefly here, hopefully. She's also born in Fort Worth, Texas. So, Lori, welcome to the show. Did you actually figure out a time, or is it still kind of vague?
Yeah, I can't locate my birth certificate. Sorry.
That's okay. No big deal. So, basically, what Madeline can do is it's going to be a different style of a reading, but you'll still be more than happy to get one from her. So, there you go. Welcome.
Great.
So, Lori, what's going on here?
Well, I'm 52 years old, and, you know, I used to work with horses and train horses, and I'm really looking at what's next for me, and I feel that it's in kind of a healing and or spiritual realm, and either working with animals or people, but I'm really at a time in my life where I don't know what's coming next for me.
Okay. Well, it does look like you're about ready to make some changes to your career. And I'm basing this information on your solar chart, meaning your sunrise chart, because we don't have a birth time for you. But interestingly enough, oftentimes these charts give you some very accurate information. So, and it sounds like it is accurate that you are kind of in this process of making changes. It's not quite decided yet. You know, you've got probably until maybe, I'm going to guess here and say February or March before this will really complete, and then you'll be off in a completely new direction. Now, we have Mercury retrograde coming up, which is a great time to be doing research. So I would recommend that if you have the ability to focus yourself that way, I would be doing research. I'd be talking to people in other fields that might be doing things that you're interested in doing. And I'd just be interviewing them and seeing, you know, how did they get there? You know, what keeps them going? How are they able to make income? Those kinds of things. And then in terms of your own chart, you have a fairly unusual set of energies in your chart that really give you a high energy aspect for doing something that combines both something unusual and energy and beauty and perhaps leadership in those areas. So it's kind of an interesting possibility. You know, you look like you have plenty of possibilities in terms of being a leader. Perhaps you've done this in past lives as well, but you naturally understand the use of power, and so you tend to gravitate to situations where you are in charge. So it would be instinctive for you to even have your own business, have your own company. It would, you know, because you're not somebody who needs to be prodded to get up to go to work.
No.
You know, that's not you. And you also are rather visionary. You see, you're intuitive and you're a visionary in terms of being able to see what it is you want to accomplish, where you want to go. And so one thing to Yeah, one thing to do right now when we have Mars opposite Neptune is spend time meditating and spend time sleeping so that you can access your dreams. Because you naturally have a direct line to the universe. You might also consider anything that gives you access to your emotions easily. Some people like to take walks or, you know, do something physical, and they access them that way. Other people, you know, tend to dream or meditate. So whatever works for you, you just want to be focused on getting access to that information now, because it's always there available for you. And it will help you guide you through the changes in a better way. Does that make sense?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
why did you say sleep?
Sleep because you can get your dreams. You can get your information through your dreams, So some people get fabulous information through their dreams, you see, which would be a likely possibility for you. And if you're, you know, making notes even about how you just feel when you wake up, you know, what your last memory is of anything that you dreamed about or felt when you wake up, you'll actually increase your tendency to remember your dreams better. And you can also give yourself an instruction, you know, subconscious mind, tonight while I dream and sleep, ensure that I remember my important dreams when I awake tomorrow morning. So you can...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can give your subconscious mind that instruction every night before you go to sleep, and that will also help to get retrieve that information. And you do look like you're right at the point of a very large opportunity that could bring in a lot of money. So,
hey, gotta love that.
I would be following your nose. You know what I mean?
I like being at the other end of, you know, a large amount of money, especially like a pot of gold or something like that.
Yeah.
That's definitely a bonus, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. All right. Will that work out for you there, Lori?
That's wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. You take care. Yeah,
thanks for joining the show. And Madeline, I hate to interrupt. I think we got time for one more. It's Sana. She's calling in from Portland, Oregon. She actually had a question about transferring money into gold. And seeing if it's the right time to do that. And her her birth information, if you need it or not, or maybe just a direct question.
Actually, I don't need it.
Okay. Well,
I don't need it. Yeah.
Sounds good. Sana, welcome to Cosmic Connections. Go ahead with your question in detail.
Hi. So glad to be here. Thanks, Madeline.
Oh, no problem. So you're wondering about transferring money into gold?
Yeah. I've got a small Roth right now. I purchased your Good Timing Guide last night.
Okay.
I got the pleasure of hearing you last February when you came down to Portland.
Right.
I'm wondering if today is a good day to do it, or if I should be waiting for more green bars like on the 17th.
I would do it sooner rather than later, because I'm afraid that Greece will default in the next few weeks, and then, of course, gold will start exploding.
Right.
And
right.
the lead
okay.
up to that is likely to push gold up as well. Europe has just told Greece that they have to decide whether or not they want to be in the Eurozone. And, of course, if they decide no, they will default in a few weeks.
Right.
That's the longest that they
call that. Your good timing guide is fabulous. And for today, it shows it's a good money day and a good or neutral time. But then the three other bars on it are more of a challenging nature.
Right. So, but it is good for the money situation, so I would go ahead and do it today before.
Okay.
Yeah, while we still have that good final result.
Okay.
Yeah.
And will we be seeing you down here in Portland again sometime?
I hope so. I haven't got another invitation yet, but I hope to do that another you know, sometime soon. So never know. Maybe next February I'll be back.
I hope so, because the info you shared with us was fantastic.
Oh, thank you. I so appreciate it.
And incredibly accurate. So thank
you. Thank you. Thank you so much, and good luck with getting your gold. Okay.
Will do. All right.
Now, each week I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. We all encounter times when we're frustrated by circumstances or not getting what we want. And when this occurs, an important trick to higher levels of prosperity is to consider which thought feels better. For example, imagine that you don't have enough money for a particular project or an item you want to buy. You could, of course, choose to go into debt and have it now. And then notice how that thought feels to you and your body. Or you might decide to delay that project or purchase until you have the money for it. And in that case, you might have the thought that you'll choose to have that experience in the future. So what's important is to notice how you and your body feel with each thought and then choose the action or thought that feels best to you. And doing so will give you a higher level of prosperity. Now, next Friday on November 11th, I'll talk about 11-11-11, a portal of illumination. I'll explore the wonders of the portal that will be opening to us on that illuminating day. And lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 and 2012 Good Timing Guides and newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And also sign up for our free What's Up in the Heavens. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. And stay tuned for Dr. Pat and her guest Rhonda Britton, Feeling Fearless. This is Madeline Gerwick bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.